Well, the university system has been talking with the state about things that they could do together. The state's very interested in learning from and taking advantage of the resources that we have at the university. And as part of those discussions, NCSA met with representatives from DOIT, the Department of Innovation and Technology, and we discussed what some of their big problems were and found that there were a number of things that problems that we had faced or areas of work that we're very interested in. And in fact, we became quite excited about this opportunity to work with the state to advance the needs of the state and also to provide some really great opportunities for our faculty and students to really make a difference.
One of the areas that's specifically mentioned in this project is transportation, and one of the aspects of it is to better secure transportation systems. What types of systems are we talking about, and how are we looking to improve security there?
One of the most basic is simply securing the digital information that is used as part of managing transportation. So you can think of it, for example, you have internet-controlled or network-controlled traffic lights, and you want to make sure that no one gains control of those and uses them for nefarious purposes. So just making sure that the state remains on top of the cybersecurity, the security of the digital infrastructure is an important thing. But then beyond that, you can start looking at the use of data to better understand where there are strengths and weaknesses in your transportation system. You can look for patterns and decide where you need to invest to make things safer or more efficient or more reliable. So, you know, I think most of us are familiar with discussions or arguments about, you know, where do we put a traffic light to make the traffic light more safe, or where do we improve the roads? And already this is done by taking advantage of data that's collected, but we can do much, much more by looking at things more completely, taking advantage. You get more data that we can gather and integrate together.
What kind of a timetable is there on this project to get started on it and to really start implementing some of the things that you're able to find?
So the timetable is quite short. The DOIT department is quite aggressive on this. That was one thing that was encouraging for us, is they really want to get going quickly. They have a approach they call sprints, which are not quite aligned with our university terms, although we talked about how they could manipulate that a little bit so that it would be easier to work with students. So we expect to have some of the initial projects in place once we get through the final legal work and arrange the finances. Certainly this term, to get started something certainly over the summer, and we'd like to get students and faculty involved in projects by the fall.
And finally, Bill, from your perspective as acting director of the NCSA, what would make this project a success?
Well, I don't want to see anything less than Illinois being a leader in the smart state effort. I really want to see us transform the way the state does business, and I want to see that done not just with NCSA, but with the whole university system. There's a tremendous amount of strength throughout the system that we can apply. I'm really proud that NCSA was able to get started quickly on this and get this going, but I'm really looking forward to broad participation across the system and to see the effects in the near term improving the state.